I have three more features to show you which are new to this latest version of the Muse. In terms of these audio demos, I will then go on to show you some much older features. We will begin with linked songs. With linked songs, you can find perfect follow-ups instantly. Similar era, similar pace or energy, similar vibe or theme, and emergency next tracks quick picks. So if you're playing songs and you're not quite sure what to play next, in which direction to go, this is a good feature for you. You activate linked songs with the Muse key followed by L, and I am going to run this three times using three different genres. We'll begin with the 1960s, Jerry and the Pacemakers, How Do You Do It?
Linked songs dialogue, artist then title edit.
So we type it in using exactly the same format as before.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, How Do You Do It?
And enter.
Please wait.
And it will be interesting to see what comes back.
Heading level 1, similar songs. Original, Jerry and the Pacemakers, How Do You Do It? Heading level 2, similar era. 01. The Beatles, Please Please Me, early 60s, Mercy Beat era. 02. The Searchers, Sweets for My Sweet, same Liverpool sound period. 03. Freddie and the Dreamers, I'm Telling You Now, UK Beat Boom Scene. 04. Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, Do You Want to Know a Secret, similar 1963 British pop style. 05. The Hollies, Just One Look, early British Invasion Energy. 06. Herman's Hermits, I'm Into Something Good, mid-60s British pop charm. Heading level 2, similar pace slash energy. 01. The Dave Clark 5, Glad All Over, upbeat and bouncy rhythm. 02. The Beatles, She Loves You, matching brisk tempo drive. 03. The Swinging Blue Jeans, Hippie Hippie Shake, fast energetic beat. 04. Manfred Mann, Do Wah Diddy Diddy, steady lively pace. 05. The Ivy League, Tossing and Turning, similar pop rock momentum. 06. The Honeycombs, Have I the Right, strong stomping beat. Heading level 2, similar vibe slash theme. 01. The Searchers, Needles and Pins, bright and melodic tone. 02. Herman's Hermits, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat, light, cheerful mood. 03. The Hollies, Bus Stop, tuneful and harmony rich. 04. The Tremellos, Here Comes My Baby, upbeat and friendly feeling. 05. The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, classic sing-along spirit. 06. Peter and Gordon, A World Without Love, romantic, gentle pop. Heading level 2, emergency next track, quick picks. 01. The Beatles, From Me to You, keeps the early Mercy beat flow. 02. The Searchers, When You Walk in the Room, smooth next move and mood. 03. Manfred Mann, Shalala, natural continuation of bouncy 60s pop sound. Heading level 2, notes. Transition easily into other Mercy beat or early British Invasion hits for flow. Maintain cheerful, nostalgic energy between talk breaks. Press escape to close this window.
Well, I can't really argue with any of that. I thought that was a very good list. Obviously, you won't use them all necessarily, but they are divided into categories, and I think that was a good selection. Let's try another one now. We're coming a little more up to date. I'm going to choose the song by Clean Bandit, Rather Be.
Heading level 1, similar songs. Original, Clean Bandit, Rather Be. Heading level 2, similar era. 01. Jess Glynn, Hold My Hand, mid-2010s UK pop dance scene. 02. Sigala, Sweet Lovin', bright 2010s chart dance crossover. 03. Duke Dumont, I Got You, same period of house pop fusion. 04. Ears and Ears, King, mid-2010s electronic pop wave. 05. Disclosure, Latch Feet, Sam Smith, early 2010s deep house influence. 06. Rudimental, Waiting All Night, 2010s British electronic sound. Heading level 2, similar pace slash energy. 01. Calvin Harris, Feel So Close, similar upbeat energy. 02. Jonas Blue Mama, steady dance pop drive.
We won't go through all of those. I'll just run it one more time. On this occasion, I'm going to choose Kelly Pickler, Red High Heels. We haven't had any country yet, so I thought that would be a good option.
Heading level 1, similar songs. Original, Kelly Pickler, Red High Heels. Heading level 2, similar era. 01. Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats, mid-2000s female country pop empowerment. 02. Miranda Lambert Kerosene M-Same Era Modern Country Attitude. 03. Taylor Swift Picture to Burn M-Youthful Country Pop Edge. 04. Sugarland Something More M-2000s Mainstream Country Radio Sound. 05. Gretchen Wilson Redneck Woman M-Early 2000s Bold Female Country Anthem. 06. Sarah Evans Suds in the Bucket M-Mid-2000s Upbeat Country Narrative. Heading Level 2 Similar Pace Slash Energy. 01. Shania Twain Man I Feel Like a Woman M-Energetic Tempo Fun Confidence. 02. Carrie Underwood Undo It M-Lively Drive Strong Country Pop Hook. 03. Miranda Lambert Gunpowder and Lead M-Punchy Rhythm Sassy Edge. 04. Joe DiMassino I Give a Damn's Busted M-Upbeat and Brisk Feel. 05. Terry Clark Girls Lie to M-Bouncy and Confident Twang.
Good one to end on there. I won't again go through all the complete list. The next feature is Muse Emergency. Hopefully this is something you'll never need, but you never know. When you're short of something to say live on air, the Muse helps instantly. You can choose a 10, 20 or 30 second filler, and it includes a short anecdote, music trivia, and Did You Know segment. This is activated with the Muse key followed by X for X-ray.
Number of seconds dialogue. Type 10, 20 or 30 for the seconds edit.
I'll type 30 so we get the maximum and press enter.
Please wait. Heading level 1 time filler 30 seconds. Heading level 2 short anecdote. There was once a train station in a small town where every night a stray cat would sneak into the waiting room. People said it brought comfort to travelers, who arrived later whose plans had fallen apart. One night a woman stranded by a delayed bus found the cat curled beside her, soft purrs filling the silence. She smiled without thinking, feeling less alone. Sometimes it's the little moments of kindness that lift our spirits when we least expect it. Heading level 2 music trivia. Did you know that the piano was originally called the pianoforte because it could play both soft and loud? Before its invention, keyboard instruments had little control over dynamics, so composers were limited to notes of similar volume. When the modern piano emerged, it opened up expressive possibilities for composers and performers alike. Pieces could now rise and fall, whisper and roar, letting musicians paint emotions with sound in a new and powerful way. Heading level 2, did you know? Did you know that honey never spoils? Archaeologists have found pots of honey in ancient tombs that are thousands of years old and still perfectly edible. The texture may change and it might crystallize, but properly stored honey remains safe to eat for an astonishingly long time. It's one of those natural wonders that reminds us how remarkable the simplest things can be.
And of course, in the music trivia section, that should have been piano forte, but Eloquence mispronounced it. Let's just get to the last feature then, and this is something that you could potentially use quite often. This is the Talking Points Generator. You enter any subject. It could be, for example, 80s movies or best Christmas gifts, and you will receive a 2-minute broadcast ready segment that you can read live on air. These days, people don't like to talk and talk, and I can well understand that, so we try to keep it as tight as possible with interesting content. Let's try 80s movies. The keystroke for this one is the Muse key followed by Shift P.
Talking points dialogue. Type the subject for the talking point edit.
I'll type 80s movies.
Please wait.
Press enter, and when it comes back with the result, I'm just going to let it read it out in full.
Heading level 2 ready to read script. It's time for a little trip back to the 1980s, the decade of big hair, big dreams, and unforgettable movies. The soundtracks, the neon lights, the larger-than-life adventures, they all add a magic that still feels fresh today. Those films gave us teen heroes, wild comedies, epic romances, and action that defined a generation. Maybe you remember watching them at the local theater, or on VHS, rewinding your favorite scenes over and over. Which 80s movie instantly takes you back? Just hearing the title brings a smile. Maybe it's the one with that perfect high school moment, or that time travel adventure that made everyone imagine what could be. Or maybe it's the dance scenes that still get you moving when the music kicks in. What movie could you watch again right now and still feel that same spark? Let us know. Send a message or give us a quick call. We'd love to hear your pick. Stick around M-dash after the break. We'll keep the nostalgia rolling with more memories and maybe a few surprises from that golden era. Heading level 2 listener engagement prompts 01. What's the first ADS movie that pops into your head right now? 02. Do you remember your first time watching it? M-dash where were you? 03. Which movie quote from the ADS do you still find yourself saying? 04. What soundtrack from that decade still gives you chills? 05. Which ADS character reminds you of yourself back then? 06. If you could bring back one movie style from the ADS, what would it be? Heading level 2 closer line, keep those memories coming. M-dash your favorite ADS moments are what make this hour shine. Press escape to close this window.
So what I've tried to do in composing that is two things. First of all, give you, as I said, some text that you can read out on air if you would like to do that, but also some listener engagement ideas, questions that you can ask your audience in an attempt to get them stimulated and get them involved in hopefully what will be a lively show.